Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Howdy.
Hola.
So for me and my dad's side, we love tortillas and butter. For my wife, they think it's disgusting. They never had it. All of them things, but it's bizarre. We are both sides are Mexicans. So for them, they never had it. They're not big on butter either, my wife's side.
Well, look, tortillas and butter, to me, that it's just like butter toast. It's plain, but there's nothing disgusting about it, nothing exciting about it. Yeah. It's just fine. It's just fine, but they don't like butter.
You're basically saying you toast the tortillas or you just eat it straight with butter?
We toast it and eat it with, like, a soup.
All right.
See, okay. That makes sense to me.
That's not bad. It's like naan sometimes has.
Sure, right. It's bread with butter on it.
Olive oil on top, whatever.
Turn your radio off, Nick.
Yep.
You said that your wife's side of the family does not like butter.
Yeah, they're not big on butter.
Really? What is their kind of go-to cuisine then? What would they eat if it was up to them?
Wouldn't it be lard? Technically, if you're making refried beans.
Well, it depends what you're making. I mean, if it's like, if I'm buttering my toast, I'm not going to put lard on it. If I'm cooking something from scratch and I have lard available or even bacon fat, I'll use that for sure.
I mean, look, I went to a restaurant once in a fancy steakhouse in Vegas. And they had butter or English butter.
What's English butter?
Right, the same thing. Okay. What's English butter? And he starts going through it, and then he looks at us. He goes, "It's basically lard.
It's fat."
And we were like, "Yeah, we'll try it."
How was it?
It's delicious.
Really?
Put it all on a roll.
Want your fat?
Yeah, I mean, right. He explained just stopped and went. He kind of sized this up and went. It's basically lard and fat. If you want to try it, we were like, "Oh hell yeah!"
Yeah.
Well, I saw this thing at the grocery store this morning: beef talon. I never cook with that. I have no idea what to do with it.
I have a giant thing of it. My buddy gave
it. What do you do with it?
Cook eggs.
Oh yeah. Really?
So you cook just steak? I mean, you can cook anything.
Yeah. I mean, typically savory, but yeah.
But it has a good shelf life. Put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You're good.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'll give it a
you'll
shot.
Love it, dude.
All right. What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-RUN.
I mean, you could do anything. Even if you're just making a quesadilla in a pan, a little beef tallow in there.
Huh. It's
Miles, trust me, Thurl's right. Like 2 weeks from now, you're going to be like, oh, man.
This is life-changing.
It is. It really is.
And it's supposed to be healthier.
Is it?
All right.
I think so, because it's the big thing now, people don't want you using oils.
Right.
So that's why beef tallow is having such a big comeback.
All right. Well, good. I like it. Hello, Maddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, everybody always gets grossed out every time I buy some frog legs, and I always air fry them and put some seasoning on them. Oh, it tastes so good.
What is your seasoning on your frog legs?
Just all-purpose. Seasoning and all that stuff.
All right, like
what's the closest you can compare it to? I mean, people have been eating frog legs forever. I've never tried them. I mean, does it taste like chicken?
It tastes like
everybody
chicken.
Says.
Yeah.
It kind of half and half. It tastes like chicken, but it kind of tastes like fish, the gamey fish kind of too.
That makes sense.
The skin, the skin's a lot different.
What is the consistency like when I get to the meat?
It kind of tastes like chicken, kind of. It's like chicken leg. I mean, the chicken legs, kind
of. Okay.
It's just getting through the skin. So the skin
is it rubbery?
It's got a little more chew to it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got a different flavor and a different chew. Whatever pond, whatever lake, that's what he's saying is the gaminess. That really is in that skin.
How often do you treat yourself to frog legs?
I try to do it at least every weekend, pretty much.
Every weekend?
Wow.
Damn. All right. And how old are you when you discovered frog legs?
I just bought some legs this summer at a meat market here in Buckley, and Mike probably knows where the butcher shop is in Buckley.
Oh yeah, right on the turn there.
Yeah, Blue Max Meats.
Yeah.
Oh,
so wait, you
yeah.
I've
new
been
McDonald's
to a Blue Max. Yeah, I've been to Blue Max.
So you didn't try it before the summer, discovered them this summer, and now you're hooked?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you want to try it in the first place? Did someone recommend it to you?
I just wanted to try it. I wanted to see what it tastes like, and I was like, dang, it tastes pretty darn good.
Now, have you gone to the butcher and bought other quote-unquote strange meats because you wanted to try it? And if you have, what did you have?
I had ground camel.
Ground camel? Is it fatty? Is it lean? How does that work out?
Which part of it?
It kind of tastes like ground beef.
Just the toe, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes, too, like, this guy went to a butcher shop and saw some different stuff.
Sure.
But I like that show Meat Eater, so I've been obsessed with squirrel.
I've heard good things about squirrel as far as eating them goes, which sounds ridiculous, but if that many people vouch for it, put it this way. Of the people that I know that have tried squirrel, none of them has said it's awful.
Would you go with squab?
I've had squab.
Oh, yeah.
You've had squab.
Oh, yeah, I've had squab. We used to serve squab at one of the restaurants, and it was fine. It didn't do anything for me at all.
Okay.
Wasn't bad. It wasn't gross. So, butcher or fancy restaurant, which one would you trust more to try meat you haven't tried? So, this guy bought ground camel, right? But he's at a butcher shop, and I feel like in my mind, I go, this is where I want to be versus a fancy restaurant says, do you want to try our camel burger?
I think I would try the restaurant because the butcher knows how to process the meat.
Yes.
The fancy restaurant, I think, has prepared it in a way to where they're like, okay, we can give this to people. Mm-hmm. That's why I would go fancy restaurant.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. I would actually go butcher first.
That pigeon's great. Pigeon's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It's all right.
Yeah. I really liked it. We just don't serve it in the States.
Right. Not much. So one of the restaurants I worked at, we
had it in Germany.
Special I remember that for like a month and a half, and people went ape ass for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, you have squab. And I'm like, it's freaking pigeon. I'm like, sure.
Because there's a lot of places they like break open that pigeon's chest, and then you fill it up with like rice and stuff.
A lot of places?
Well,
like McDonald's, you know.
Well, I would say through. Probably Middle Eastern countries, kind of general area. But it looks awesome.
So you crack open a pigeon. Are these full grown or squab size?
Or not sure.
Tell? Okay. And you just stuff it with rice and spices, I guess?
Yeah. Some kind of special rice or whatever.
Slow roasted, I guess?
Yeah.
Like a stuffed pigeon.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh, or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
Now, a little bit of the meat slime on the banana is not bad.
And that's a beautiful description.
Meat slime.
Meat slime. Meat slime.
We just brush our bananas with prosciutto slime. Meat You'll slime. Love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it, dude.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the men's room.
Jackie.
Uh-oh. That sounds weird.
Her phone's been off.
Where are you,
Hello,
Jackie?
Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
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 Okay, so it's not going to top guinea pig, but it's cottage cheese ketchup with smashed potato chips.
Cottage cheese, ketchup, and smashed potato chips.
I can see this working because I feel like you could take a bite of all three of those things in your mouth.
Yep.
And then you're just chewing it together and you just cut out the middleman and said, why chew it separately when I can make it one dish?
Exactly. You get the salty and the sweet, too.
Well, people do a lot of weird things with cottage cheese.
You're like, look, I'm going to eat some cottage cheese tonight, right? Because I got a fresh bottle of...
With what?
Old Bay hot sauce.
Okay.
You put the hot sauce on the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
That's how I generally eat my cottage cheese. It's just with hot sauce.
So you can eat hot sauce, but you can't eat a spicy Dorito.
I ate. It's fine. I just would never buy spicy Doritos. Okay.
All right.
What else? Go ahead.
As I say, I got to pick and choose where I put my spice.
I thought that's what I was trying to figure out. What's your level of spiciness?
Aaron, what else are you willing to eat cottage cheese with? I feel like cottage cheese people will eat cottage cheese with pretty much any combination, and they're fine with it.
I usually put fruit in it. I'm not that exciting other than the ketchup and cottage cheese. But
okay, well, wait, what kind of fruit?
I'm almost 60, and I've been eating it since a kid. Oh, pineapple.
All right. Okay.
I would
okay.
do pineapple.
No, I'll do that.
I would do strawberries. I like Jell-O.
Fruit is the classic big one.
You put Jell-O with your cottage cheese?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now you lost me. I was fine with the fruit, but Jell-O, I don't know. I'm not a big Jell-O guy.
Okay.
Even when the Jell-O shots come around, I tend to slide those to my wife.
Oh, no. I'll slide those right down my throat.
It is. I'm just not a big.
Oh, I'll take them.
Like, my wife loves a Jell-O shooter, but she'll eat Jell-O. I don't know what it is about Jell-O. I don't like this.
I was always a pudding guy.
Pudding.
You know,
yes.
You got like the scissor, and they got the pudding, and then they got the Jell-O.
Yep.
Right before you even get your meal, you pick one.
Always get pudding.
Pudding. All the time.
You ever had a pudding shot?
No.
For a while, people were trying to put liquor into pudding, kind of like
depending
Jell-O
on
shots.
The liquor.
Liquor pudding.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Bailey's
like,
or something?
Jell-O shot just is easier. Like, if I had a choice between Jell-O and pudding, I'd eat pudding.
Right.
But if I have to have one contain liquor, to me, it's Jell-O.
But I give it Irish cream or Kahlua or the chocolate pudding, right? Because traditionally, what, the Jell-O shots, vodka or vodka?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, our place, they get quite crazy.
They do get crazy.
But, like, I've had those tequila ones and I almost want to vomit.
Really?
Just chewing tequila, I'm just like, ugh.
Well, when you say it like that, yeah.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh? Or what did you eat that made you go, ugh? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, yeah, you emphasize it.
And
ooh. Want to vomit.
There's a difference. Mike, you eat something I think's gross. I go, ew.
Yeah.
I put it in my own mouth. It's, ah. Because you're trying to separate it. I want it out of my mouth. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I've eaten a lot of weird things, but back in the 90s, I was a soda jerk, and I got tired of the same old, so I made a vanilla shake with sauerkraut and black jelly beans.
Why? Why did you put this together believing that you were going to like this?
I had a suspicion it was going to be disgusting.
And was it?
It was disgusting.
Okay, all right. Now,
okay.
Fine.
Okay,
so what about this combo did you even think was worth trying? I thought you were going to say, I was shocked it was so good. But again, you said a vanilla milkshake, sauerkraut, and black jelly beans.
I was trying to think of something that would be totally disgusting, and I achieved.
Okay, you nailed
it. Why do you guys think that soda jerk shops went away? That was a big thing back in the day. They were just popular. People would go to them all the time.
Maybe it's a health thing.
All right.
That's the only thing I can guess, because you're right. The convenience of it.
Even like a
fantastic.
Five and Dime would have that kind of a machine.
I think a lot of those stores went away with a combination of stuff, right? A, I would say fast food just became so prolific.
This is true.
That you could get sodas other places. And then it seemed like the giant stores just kind of took over. The Walmart showed up and was like, we got everything you need. And look, I get both sides of the argument, right? I get why people go to those Walmarts, but it does kill any little other local store you have for the most part.
But you had places like Woolworth, right?
Yeah.
They were national, and I mean, the stuff was what it was, but they had it. I don't even know if it was a full-service restaurant.
They had a counter, yeah.
But you could always get pancakes and that kind of thing. But I remember my mother would drag me there, and I'm a little kid, and so that I didn't annoy her and I didn't get bored, like, she sent my ass to that the diner.
Yeah, Woolworth, I would always go to as a kid. Same thing.
You were happy
to. You'd sit at that counter and get a milkshake.
$1.99 breakfast, too. A couple of eggs, bacon,
and when you're a
toast.
Kid and you're cute, like, they give you an extra pancake. They give you a little extra of your milkshake.
Also, I would think maybe prolific in the 80s was the mall.
Food court, right.
Right? So then once you started going to the mall and all the stores were inside, whereas I feel like the Woolworth was always kind of separate.
Yeah, it was downtown.
Yeah, right? That or, like, sometimes you'd have, like, a separate, just a Sears that was just there.
Right.
It was weird. You just walk in there and, like, there'd be, like, a sale on wheelbarrows.
Right. And then you there's clothes next to
there's like people sitting there eating. Like,
yeah, and you could buy a goldfish.
Yeah, I mean, it was full stop shopping, man.
Still to come, Taryn Daly and Steve Biggs from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin. We've got 10 one-hit wonders
get a goldfish
on the way. And your email's coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.